All right. Congratulations, Mr. Mulhall.
Thank you all very much. We appreciate the help to get here.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Item number 9, PR 2018-1695, preliminary final plat SD 2021-70 for Novus Properties on Eagle Ranch Road between Eagle Ranch and Vista Fuente. Well, I guess this is on Nunzio Avenue between Eagle Ranch and Vista Fuente. Okay. Let's see. I see, is it Michael Montoya? Okay. Can you go ahead and give us your name, firm, and address?
Yes, this is Trula Howe. I'm with Novus Properties, representing Michael Montoya as well. Our address here, the address of the project or our address of location?
The firm's address.
Okay, we're at 7916 Rentitos Loop, Northeast Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113.
Okay, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay. And sorry to call you Michael Montoya. I wasn't sure. Occasionally, there is a female Michael. So, all right. Let's go ahead and get an update.
This is true from Novus. I'm sorry, Trula Howe from Novus Properties. We have revised our plat just a little bit to be subdivided into three tracts rather than the two. And this was to kind of like eliminate some of the difficulties we were having with accessibility for utilities. So I've submitted, and there was another comment that was sent for regarding the infrastructure list, but I don't know if you want to just wait until we get to that comment or talk about it now.
Let's just go ahead and wait.
Okay.
All right. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 9 on Nunzio Avenue? Raise your hand or speak up now. I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We currently have no objections. There was a requirement for board approval on a service connection agreement that has been approved and executed. So we're good with that. And as well, there were prior comments regarding the four lots. There was a fourth lot that was sort of landlocked from services. This switch to three lots resolves that issue. All lots have direct access for water and sewer services. So we have no objection. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Charles Myers with code enforcement. We have no comments or objections.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, no additional comments or objections.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan. The engineer stamp date of October 15th, 2020. We have no objection to the plotting action. Please note an approved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit. Any of these conditions are met. 5-inch cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Okay, thank you. Transportation.
Hello, Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the plat approval along with the resubmittal of the infrastructure list that was given on Monday of this week. Thank you.
Okay, planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. The plat needs to have the correct application number added. It's currently got a sketch plat number. We need to have utility and AMAFCA signatures added prior to distribution of the plat for DRB signatures. We need the DXF file approval email from Aegis submitted to us. And there is an infrastructure list with this plat, and the applicant's team will talk about this shortly, but I believe that with a new infrastructure list, a recorded IIA would need to be submitted prior to final sign off from planning. That infrastructure list here. And anyways, that concludes our comments.
This is Trula Howe with Novus Properties. So I'd send an email kind of showing we already have actually two recorded IIAs, which were replaced the original IIA from the Fountain Hills Plaza subdivision. And the items that are on this infrastructure list are actually already included on those IIAs, but Gene Wolfenbarger had requested that we also include these as a non-financially guaranteed infrastructure list to go along with this plat. So my understanding is we don't need to do another IIA because it already is covered under the existing IIA, which I did send copies of.
Ms. Wolfenbarger.
This is Gene Wolfenberger with transportation, that if the sidewalk is covered for another IIA, that satisfies my requirements.
Okay, that satisfies mine as well. Thank you. Okay, with that, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a preliminary final plat and the associated infrastructure list. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
Lane Carter for the Water Authority, I vote for approval of the plat and associated infrastructure list.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the application number 2021-70 to be put on the plat and for the utility AMAFCA and AMAFCA signatures and for the AGIS DXF file. And that would be for 8 weeks. And Ms. Howe, all that means when I say 8 weeks is that that kind of just gives us a check-in time to make sure you're finishing up that work. So there is a consensus vote to approve item 9, PR 2018-1695, SD 2021-70, preliminary final plat, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.